أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكان في المدينة تسعة رهط يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون. قالوا تقاسموا بالله لنبيتنه وأهله ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله وإنا لصادقون. ومكروا مكرا ومكرنا مكرا وهم لا يشعرون. The last few ayahs we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Nabi, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, that he reminded his people that instead of hastening the punishment of Allah, in other words asking for the punishment of Allah to come sooner, it is more appropriate for you to make tawbah and istighfar and seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that way you will be able to ward off the punishment of Allah. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the city there were a group of 9 people, and this group of nine people, each one had one group with them. So 9 and 9 each were leaders of the separate groups. يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. These leaders themselves were such people that they used to cause and create corruption in the earth. وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. And they were not people that will create reformation in the earth. In other words, they were not one that will bring peace around the people, but rather they opted for corruption. قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. So they themselves came together and they swore an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. Saying to Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam that we will attack your house and your household during the night. ثُمَّ لَنَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ مَا شَهِدْنَا مَهْلِكَ أَهْلِ. And when the people question us with regards to this night raid that we have and what will happen in the night raid, and according to certain narrations that we had discussed these incidences quite recently, so we'll just do an overview of it, is that when Salih alayhi salatu wassalam had come to his people and they refused to accept Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, then they asked for a miracle, and as Salih alayhi salatu wassalam made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then commanded, and by the command of Allah, a she camel had emerged from the mountains, and then one explicit command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that you will leave this and you will not touch this camel, because it is a sign and a token of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides the fact that insofar as the drinking is concerned of the water, you will have to take turns to drink water from the resources that were available. But this group of 9 people had also decided that they will hamstring this camel and they will kill this camel. And eventually that was done. When that was done, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam then by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the people that very soon the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat is going to come down, and when the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes down, then obviously you and your people are going to be destroyed. So it was on that occasion that they decided that seeing that the azab of Allah is going to come down, and seeing that we are already in deviation, and seeing that we have already killed this camel that is against the command of your God and your Allah, let us complete the task by now assassinating you. The 9 had also decided, and we find that similar was in the life of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when the kuffar had decided to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not one single person could come forth, because they also feared that if one single person comes forth, then the Quraysh and the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, the Banu Hashim, will retaliate. And when they retaliate, obviously, that person that is responsible for the assassination will also be killed. But if the group comes together, and according to some commentators, they say if we count carefully also, there were 9 groups involved in that plot to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here also, there were these 9 leaders that each one had their own group. So hence, Similar was the case with Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. So they decided to raid the house of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam at night. Similar we find in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And now this is what they are speaking about, that when we have completed the task, wa na'udhu billah, of assassinating Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, and when the family or the people begin to inquire about who had committed this crime, then we will say, ثُمَّ لَنَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ, then we will say to his wali, to his close family members, مَا شَهِدْنَا مَهْلِكَ أَهْلِي, that leave committing the crime, we had not even been there to witness the destruction of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, and obviously his household and his people, وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, and certainly we are fruitful. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا, they had made their plot, they had plotted their plan. وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا, and we also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself had also had a plan, and Allah Rabbul Izzat had also made out his plan. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they were totally unaware of it. What was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's general system? Is Allah will protect the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy these people, and hence that is exactly what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had done. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ, and then when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come down, Allah says, and see how and what was the end result of their plotting and their planning against the Nabi of Allah. Inna dammarnahum wa qawmahum ajma'een, certainly we destroyed them and we destroyed the nation, in other words the entire community altogether, because of the approval of the community. Fatilka buyutuhum khawiyatan bima zalamu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the houses had all fallen upside down because of the zulm, because of the wrongdoings. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan li qawmi ya'lamun, and certainly that was a sign for those people who had known and those people who had knowledge that this had come down from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa anjayna alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun, and the general law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that in these instances Allah will emancipate those who had brought iman and those who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here very briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touched on the story of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows also our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he need not worry with regards to the plots and the plans of the people of Makkah Mukarrama, because obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would protect him. And in the case of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah had protected him. We know the history of it, we know the story. It was the hijrah, and from there Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left Makkah Mukarrama and went to Medina Munawwara. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.